These two objects give you a taste of what Wooley found, and you see how unusual and imaginative they are as far as in comparison to earlier Mesopotamian art. And you can see why they would be so intriguing and attract the attention of reporters around the world. Let's move now to study the graves as a whole to get a better idea of what role these objects would have played in a funeral ritual. Most Mesopotamian graves were simple pit graves dug into the ground. These graves, the royal graves, were chambers made of brick and stone. So below the earth, there would be a small room created. This is a much more elaborate type of burial, and it requires additional labor. So we've discussed in several lectures the importance of controlling labor, and now the fact that men are used to create these chambers beneath the ground to house a burial is another important sign that a ruler was able to bring together a number of resources, manpower as well as architecture and other types of resources that were important for his burial. They would set his grave apart. These vaulted rectangular chambers were at the bottom of a ramp, and inside would be placed a body surrounded by many grave objects, and sometimes a vehicle that brought the corpse inside. Oxen or donkeys pulled the sled, and their bodies had been found inside the chamber as well as the corpse. Sometimes, numerous other bodies were found either lying in the chamber or more often outside of it. And these were attendants or family members. We can't identify who they are specifically, but we know that there are several bodies that accompany the occupant of the chamber tomb. Several of these royal tombs were built next to each other, and presumably we have a situation where the first tomb was built and the successors were buried nearby in a royal district of the cemetery. So there would be an area where kings and queens and other members of the royal family were buried that was separate and much more elaborate than the rest of the burials of the citizens of Ur. Within these 16 royal graves, there's a great variation in both the size of the tombs and in the number of bodies buried in them. And so this is important because it shows us that certain individuals received much larger tombs. Perhaps they were wealthier. We'll discuss the meaning of that a little bit later. The royal graves, the 16 royal graves, include both male and female bodies. Most of them were robbed in antiquity, although not completely. And so we do have this massive quantity of artifacts that were left behind by the looters. Let's look at a couple of these in more detail. We'll start first with the grave of a male in a chamber tomb built of stone and brick. It was about 12 by 6 feet. It was robbed in antiquity, and this complicates our understanding of the objects that survive and the meaning of what the tomb is, but we'll try and figure out what it suggests. Outside of this tomb of the male was the Great Death Pit, as Wooley termed it, a very imaginative phrase that would also help spread attention. And this Great Death Pit was intact. So many of the objects that were found associated with this grave come from the burials that were outside. The bodies of about 60 individuals, mostly women, were stretched out along the ramp. There were 6 soldiers who carried spears and wore helmets. They were buried right outside of the chamber. And oxen drew 2 wagons into the chamber tomb. According to Wooley, each of the oxen would have a groom and drivers, a driver on each side, and their bodies were found next to those of the oxen. The women lay in rows along each of the walls, and they were very richly adorned with a lot of jewelry. They also found several lyres, of the type that I just described nearby the bodies of these women. So they would have been playing instruments either right before their death or perhaps even in life.